adaptation for Xevala key, Jevella, last name is Key, K-E-Y, date of birth 10/28/63, date of service 2/19/2026, date of accident is 4/8/2023. The patient is here for evaluation as a follow-up patient. She was a restrained driver when she was involved in a rear-ending accident. The impact has caused her multiple issues. Currently, she's suffering from occasional headaches, which are not so severe. Pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back is reported to the tune of 8-9. Radiation of pain in the both front legs is reported. Occasionally in the both upper arms is also reported. Fingers and toes are not involved. She today reported that her feet are vibrating, which I believe is happening from possible peripheral neuritis of diabetes origin, as she does have a diabetes and has been referred to a specialist. Other than that, pain is between 7-10. ADLs are affected 9. 70% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 142/86. Pulse is 72. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will come from the previous visit, which is dated 1/19/2026, dictation number 0302-025. The plan is to continue physical therapy at once a week. She will continue her chiropractic treatment if she chooses. She's provided with a work restriction, 7 hours, 6 days, 5-pound lifting limit. Maps have been reviewed. Patient is provided with the laboratory reports are pretty good. She's in compliance. Medications are provided. Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Essifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for radiculopathy, even foot pain. Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep. Medigesic for the headaches. Lidocaine for topical pain relief. The patient was advised to have a EMG and a nerve conduction test that has been ordered for her at the Northland Radiology. She'll be seen after this test is available and after a month. Otherwise, she is stable. Patient do not want any injection treatments or any interventional procedures. Thank you. A urine exam was also ordered. Thank you.